From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Volunteers streamed into Joplin, Missouri today. The city is beginning a daunting recovery after being hit by the single worst tornado in nearly six decades. Rebuilding will no doubt take years. In the short term, emergency responders are still in rescue mode, and storms continue to pound the region. NPR's Sonari Glinton is in Joplin, and he caught up with a number of volunteers and locals as they picked up the pieces.
By now, the images of the destruction in Joplin are everywhere. SUVs smashed like pop cans in the recycling bin, houses and trees where they just aren't supposed to be. Larry Johnson came to Joplin to help his children dig out.
Pictures do not do this justice. It's just, it's gut-wrenching. But my kids made it, so. There's a lot of work, need a lot of people to help get all these people cleaned up because it's going to be a long time before they all get to move back in.
Johnson is part of an army of volunteers who've come to Joplin in the past few days. This morning, the main roads of the city were jammed with heavy equipment and people here to help. The victims' needs are wide-ranging. Paul Northcutt is a police chaplain who traveled 4 hours from Russellville, Arkansas, to help Tim Sumners, who normally serves as a police chaplain himself in Joplin.
He's a chaplain that's now a victim.
I'm one of the chaplains here in town, but I'm a victim this time, so I have to take care of my girls, and so he's doing it for us. I hope we don't ever have to come help you.
Yes, sir. I understand. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I'm just so grateful.
Sumner says this is one of the few times when his personal needs outweigh his ability to minister. And Reverend Northcutt says at times of crisis, people of faith are often needed the most.
I'm just here to pass out water and food and prayers. Try to encourage folks and let them know that God's here in spite of the crisis.
While Northcutt is seeing to the spiritual needs of Joplin residents, formal and informal triage centers and shelters have popped up across the city, in part to handle not just the victims, but the volunteers.
We're from Louisiana originally.
Melissa Carlin owns a restaurant in Ozark, Missouri, but today she's working at one of the triage centers at Missouri Southern State University.
And we lived through Katrina. We helped there. We worked during that. I guess God just spoke to my heart, and he says, you know, go. And so I closed a restaurant early day and took off and just came.
Carlin says she was compelled to do whatever she could, which for her is cooking.
We bought spaghetti, noodles, water, all the sauces, and we cooked right outside. We brought the propane cookers with the propane bottles, and we just set it up outside and started cooking and feeding people.
Meanwhile, on the streets here, many Joplin residents seem stunned but resolute. Roy Winans just put up a new deck and pool on the back of his house. He showed me where he and his wife hid from the storm.
And we was laying right beside that bed, tucked in underneath. And it came from right off over that tree, right over top of this guy's house over here where it took him out. And like I said, it sounded just like a big old freight train coming in about 5 seconds.
Winans says he and his wife were lucky to have survived, but...
We're not going to rebuild here. We've already made up our mind that we're leaving this area.
The storm appears to have taken everything but his sense of humor.
We were talking about moving. Didn't move soon enough, did we? What can you do? You might as well laugh a little bit. You're going to cry too, you know. We've been crying on and off. Just... ...21 years. Gone.
The only thing left standing was the deck Mr. Winans built. He now says he'll rebuild it all somewhere else. Sonari Glinton, NPR News, Joplin.